It is 416, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Top to Bottom. For your home improvement project, all you need is one company, and that is Top to Bottom. They've been doing it all for more than 35 years, including repairing leaky roofs, rotted wood, chimney repair, and masonry, mold and odor control, and more. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year today is 1985.
Yes.
And that is the year that the Live Aid concerts were held.
Oh.
Yes.
Those are big.
Huge.
Huge.
So Live Aid was a multi-venue benefit concert held on Saturday, July 13th, 1985, as well as a music-based fundraising initiative.
Yeah.
It was all the brainchild of Bob Geldof, who was the leader of the new wave band The Boomtown Rats. He was spurred to philanthropic action after seeing a BBC report in October of 1984 that featured footage of starving children in Africa. His first thought was to make a charity single, and so he enlisted his friend Midge Ure, who was the frontman of the band Ultravox, to help him write and record Do They Know It's Christmas just a few weeks later.
Oh, sure.
The single, which was released on December 3rd, 1984, was credited to Band Aid, which included a huge amount of the day's biggest pop stars.
Sure.
Yeah. Including George Michael, Boy George, and Bono. It reached number one on the UK charts and raised more than $28 million for the cause.
Not bad.
So then Geldof set his sights on staging a huge concert to raise even more money.
Let's do it.
Organized in just 10 weeks and billed as the Global Jukebox, wow, Live Aid was held simultaneously at Wembley Stadium in London, attended by about 72,000 people, and John F. Kennedy Stadium in Philadelphia, and that was attended by over 89,000 people.
Jeez.
The lineup featured more than 75 acts, including Elton John, Queen, Madonna, Santana, Run DMC, Sting, Bryan Adams, The Beach Boys, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, Duran Duran, U2, The Who, Tom Petty, Neil Young, and Eric Clapton.
Wow.
Yeah.
My fingers
that's a lot.
Sore.
That's a lot. Isn't it amazing that they could get all those people in 10 weeks?
Yeah. They were,
they were all
free and they would all agree to it.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
On the same day, concerts inspired by the initiative were held in other countries like the Soviet Union, Canada, Japan, Austria, Australia, and West Germany. The record-breaking concert spanned 16 hours.
Jeez, that's a lot. Wow.
Now, Phil Collins was really an overachiever that day because he performed at both Wembley Stadium and JFK, traveling from Wembley by helicopter to London Heathrow Airport, then flying to New York City before taking another helicopter to Philadelphia.
My goodness.
As well as his own set at both venues.
Yeah.
He also played the drums for Eric Clapton and played with the reuniting surviving members of Led Zeppelin at JFK.
Oh my gosh.
Queen's 21-minute performance, which began at around 6:40 that night, was voted the greatest live performance in the history of rock in a 2005 industry poll of more than 60 artists, journalists, and music industry executives.
Wow.
Each of the two main parts of the concert ended with their particular continental all-star anti-hunger anthems with Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, closing the UK concert, which is funny because it was in July.
In July, sure.
And USA for Africa's We Are the World, closing the US concert and the entire event itself.
Wow.
So it was one of the largest satellite link-ups and television broadcasts of all time. An estimated audience of 1.9 billion people in 150 nations watched the live broadcast, and that was nearly 40% of the world population.
See, that's the other side of this. So they 10 weeks, they got all the artists together, they had to get the venue, all of that. And then on top of that, they had to get the satellites and the television networks to, I mean, what a massive undertaking for 10 weeks?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
The impact of Live Aid on famine relief has been debated for years, but it did eventually raise $127 million in famine relief for African nations, and the publicity it generated encouraged Western nations to make available enough surplus grain to end the immediate hunger crisis in Africa.
Wow.
According to one aid worker, a larger impact than the money raised was that humanitarian concern became the center of foreign policy in the West.
How about that?
In November of last year, Geldof stated that a six-part miniseries about Live Aid was being produced by Disney, as well as an IMAX format theatrical documentary.
Wow.
And there's also a jukebox musical based on the day called Just for One Day that's currently playing at the Old Vic in London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
A lot of great information there, Sarah. You picked out a record to go along with Live Aid, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play We Are the World by USA for Africa.
Makes a lot of sense. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 USA for Africa, and we are the world. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Live Aid concert, which happened in 1985. That's our Throwback Thursday year.
Yeah, great song. Yeah. Long song, almost 7 minutes. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Nearly 40% of the world's population watched the broadcast of Live Aid.
Phil Collins performed at both the London and Philadelphia Live Aid shows.
And $127 million was raised for famine relief in Africa.
And that was $127 million
so
back in 19.
So that would be around $350 million today.
It's a good start right there.
It's pretty good.
A third of a billion.
Yes.
Give or take.
Yeah. Good math.
All right. Thank you. If folks want to learn more about Live Aid, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Yeah.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, yeah, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. It is all there. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow for a Friday to wrap up the week.
Absolutely.
Hard to believe it's Friday already, right?
I know.
I mean, tomorrow. Not yet.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith with traffic, Josh with weather, John Fogerty, the Eagles, and much more straight ahead as we count down to 5 o'clock on Legends 102.7.